Not too long ago, we got to take part in a walking tour of historic Chinatown. We tagged along with AARP members as part of a series of events sponsored by the organization. It's a popular tour regularly offered through the Hawaii Heritage Center. Longtime volunteer director Karen Motosui gave our group a VIP tour. Take a listen. We're here in Chinatown on a walking tour. The sights and sounds in this neighborhood come alive through the eyes of someone who grew up on these streets.
So you always know you're in Chinatown because only in Chinatown do the signs have the Chinese character that says North Hotel Street. Then the other thing about these signs is they have all of the colors very important for the Chinese culture. One, the most noticeable you see is the gold.
Gold for prosperity, red for good luck, and green for nature. The tour takes us to a Shinto shrine where we stop by a fountain for cleansing.
Okay, everybody, just stand around this water thing here. Everybody, just stand right around because you need to purify yourselves.
And then we head up the stairs to the temple entrance.
What you have to do is to awaken the gods, you move it in a circular direction. Just to say, gods, I have arrived.
And we stop at old-time family eateries for manapua and pork hash, and another Chinese favorite, ma tai su, a sweet and savory treat that I'm not familiar with, but it's good.
Okay, so this family, Cha Hun Sat, the Mao family, they are rare. They're one of less than five families where they're able to pass the business on to the next generation. So when we go in there, you will see Mrs. Ma, because she answered the phone this morning when I said, I need 65 ma tai su. And she answered the phone, and she's in her 90s.
It's another dimension to Chinatown that adds to the richness of the neighborhood.
I grew up in a Chinese camp in Chinatown, and we grew up, our parents always said, you know, the Chinese are really smart with money. So we used to sing this ditty. It goes like this. Ching chong Chinaman sitting on the fence trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know that. You know that, right? Okay, so really, they could make a dollar out of 15 cents. They were so good with money.
But wait, I hadn't heard that schoolyard ditty before. Can you say that children's limerick again? The one you were...
Oh!
How does it go?
Ching chong Chinaman sitting on the fence. Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
And that's not too far off from the story of the Chinatown Heritage Center and what Matasui is trying to do. She needs to raise $3 million to build a new home.
We know it's going to cost us at least $3 million to build our new home on Smith Street on property we've owned for actually over 20 years. So if you donate $1 million, we will put your name on the building. We desperately need a new home because over 25 years ago, we did have to start an archives program due to the Oahu Market family donation of artifacts going back to the 1800s. And that family donated over 1,000 pieces from their family collection.
That's a fabulous gift.
Yeah, that is, because that collection includes one of the young family's sons who went to China and brought back to Hawaii Cantonese opera. So we have all these Cantonese opera clothing that they wore on stage, musical instruments, the music, footwear, headgear, everything from those Cantonese operas that was performed in Hawaii.
And you have some of these costumes and props here at the Heritage Center, but you'd like to have a permanent home to properly display them and share the history of Chinatown.
Right, right. So, you know, once people found out that we had an archives, and I have to tell you, we're very poor. We have no website. We have no brochure. We don't even have a sign on the sidewalk. But Hawaii is small. People find out what we do here. So we did receive a donation of the English language newspapers going back to 1850, plus 100 years, so it's 1850 to 1950. And these are the only existing hard copy newspapers left. So that came to us. We did not ask for it. We were asked to keep this because none of the archives in Hawaii 15, 20 years ago had space. And the collection was ready to be shipped off to Washington, D.C. So we have that. That's probably a very valuable collection. So we desperately need that archives because that those newspapers have to be stored. Another extremely valuable collection we have, because all the our collection is unique here in Hawaii, in the United States, in the whole world. We also have the artifacts dug up in Chinatown from all the high-rises. Now, those archaeological services cost over $1 million, and what they produced was over a half of, over 500,000 pieces dug up. And we have some in the gallery on display, but there the collection is now dispersed at different storage sites. There's 30 pieces in the gallery. What the collection shows is who lived in Chinatown 200, 300 years ago, 200 years ago, 100 years ago. So they represent Europeans. Of course, they also represent Hawaiians. Like, there's a poi pounder that is a Kauai poi pounder because every island made their poi pounder a little different. So we have an example of a Kauai poi pounder. So there are Hawaiian artifacts, European artifacts, and Chinese, and artifacts representing really the people who transited Chinatown over the last 200 years.
Right. So these were buried treasures that are now in your possession. And again, you would love to be able to display them and preserve them for the future generations because it's really wonderful Hawaii history.
Right. That's right. So we that's why we really need our new building because one floor would be devoted to the archives. And then we could bring in all of the collections that have been donated to Heritage Center. We do get a lot of requests, especially for the newspapers. I mean, I've had LA Times come in and just say, here's $100. Can you give me the front page of this certain date? But all of our collections right now are not accessible, not open to the public, because we don't have the right facility and we don't have the staffing. And hopefully once we get the building built, the archives itself, like the Heritage Center programs, would become self-sustaining. In other words, people come into the gallery, they pay $1, they go on the Chinatown tour, they donate $30. So if they use the archives, they make a donation and, you know, they can. So we're kind of set up to be a self-sustaining program, but we do need that building. The other thing is that in our gallery, you will find less than 5% of our total historic interpretive exhibits. 95% and over are all in storage. And so we would like to bring out more of these exhibits representing the Germans, the Scots, the Irish, the Filipinos, all those different groups, the Greeks that, number one, transited Chinatown as they moved off of the plantation, but also contributed to Hawaii's growth and development in their own way. I mean, people don't know that the building in Makali is Greek. That's a Greek name at the corner of King and Makali Street. I think it's called the Cronus Building. And then we also have a lot of very significant buildings. So, you know, we want to be able to preserve as much of the history of all of these groups that came to Hawaii from the plantation era till today. Like, we just got donations of Cambodian artifacts. And some of them, there are a couple of pieces that came to us straight from Cambodia. But we've had pieces donated by Cambodians that they brought to Hawaii, and they're living here. They're a very small community, but again, what people don't know is these Cambodians are hard workers. They're farmers. They're also making their contribution to Hawaii's growth and development. So they're a recent group, but we would like to also encourage those recent arriving groups to also preserve their history so that today and in the future, people will know how Hawaii came to be the great state that it is today.
Right. And so you have these tours, and so it helps to sustain the center for the short term. But again, if anyone's out there listening and would like to help you find a permanent home, you need them.
Yes, we do need the – we only exist because of public support. We don't receive any funding from the city or the state or the federal government for our general operations. Those are strictly donations coming in to Heritage Center. And we wouldn't be able to survive without them. You know, we're really here for the long term. So that people have a place to come to learn about the history, the experiences, and the contributions of all of these immigrant groups that came to Hawaii.
Near the end of the tour, we stroll past the tables of older Chinese men gambling openly along the River Street Promenade, the Sun Yat-sen Mall, trying their darndest to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Out and about in Chinatown, this is Catherine Cruz.